94.7 KTTS. It's Nancy and Rick, and well, I guess a lot of their fans are a little upset that Ben Affleck and J-Lo just ran off to Vegas.
She married Batman, and we don't get to see it.
Yeah, there was no big to-do.
They were the love of each other's lives. I do believe that. I believe they finally again found each other. They're getting married, and it got out of hand. What did you say earlier this week?
Well, it was last week that there was some report that they were $1 million over budget for the wedding.
Ooh.
So who knows what the budget was.
Right. Let's start there.
But I'm thinking a whole lot of stuff got canceled, probably.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of fans are upset because there was no big, huge. I mean,
see the dress.
It's
and
Ben
the
Affleck and J-Lo. I mean, come on.
You know, we've been waiting for this for 20 years. And but I get it.
I'm sure there would have been a huge crowd, and the thing would have been, who's there?
And there's pressure.
And all the photos of all the celebs that
they
are there.
They ran to Vegas and stood in line with everybody else and got their marriage license.
It's like they came from the Ozarks or something, you know? I mean, come on. But, you know, we're hoping for the huge wedding where something crazy might happen.
Like one of her exes. What does she have, four?
Four exes. Man, invite them all. Why not?
No,
there's something crazy going on.
There's something going on.
Reception that big, there's got to be something nuts. So, okay, what happened that was nuts at the wedding you were at?
One of my friends from high school, her husband-to-be has this tradition in his culture where at the end of the vows, the bride takes a hen and the groom takes a rooster and they throw them into the audience. And the hen lands on her mother's best friend.
Oh, boy.
And this woman just completely loses her marbles. Like, she lets loose this banshee scream, and she starts freaking out. Like, and I'm in the audience looking at her like, honey, it's a chicken, not a dragon. Like, you don't need to be dramatic like this. But then everyone's rushing to her, and they're, like, rubbing her back. And, oh, sweetie, do you want water? And, oh, it's okay, and it's going to be all right. And I'm just like, bro, it's a chicken.
For the record, I don't want somebody to throw a chicken at me either.
Where does a tradition
No, there's no logic here. There's no logic.